Good morning from Met Aaron, the Sandra Doran Sherlock on Friday the 10th of July. Well, from yesterday we have provisionally reached heatwave status at Moor Park, County Cork, and generally temperatures are going to increase further, so a status yellow high temperature warning will come into effect today for a number of counties in the Midlands, South and East, but further updates are likely as the very warm or hot weather will stick around for much of next week, and just a reminder to be sun smart and to take care in or near water. So it will be a very warm or hot day for most today, largely dry with hazy sunny spells, though sea fog may encroach along southern and eastern coasts at times. Highs of 21 to 29 degrees, warmest in the south, with light, occasionally moderate north or northeast breezes. However, it'll be cooler and cloudier in the west and northwest with isolated showers before brightening up later. It'll stay mostly dry tonight with clear spells, though a few showers may develop in the southwest and west, and cloud will build in the north towards morning. Temperatures will not fall below 13 to 17 degrees generally, with light, occasionally moderate northerly breezes. Tomorrow, it'll be dry and sunny for most, with just the odd shower possible at times, and highs of 22 to 28 or 29 degrees. Still cloudier though in parts of the north and northwest, with highs there of 17 to 21 degrees. And northerly winds will be mostly light to moderate, but fresher at times in the northwest. Sunday will be dry with sunshine for most, but cloudier at times in the north. Highs of 22 to 29 degrees, coolest for eastern coasts as a mostly moderate easterly wind develops. Monday will be generally dry and sunny with the sunshine turning hazier from the south later, but a few heavier showers may clip southern coastal areas in the evening. Highs of 20 to 28 degrees generally, coolest again near eastern coasts with onshore winds. We'll be updating this forecast this afternoon. In the meantime, I hope you have a lovely morning.